From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Donald Trump's surprise acceptance to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un by May to discuss ending the North's nuclear program was met with a mixture of cautious optimism and skepticism. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who's on the other side of the world in a week-long Africa tour, says President Trump's decision to hold talks came from Trump himself, but he downplayed any suggestion that the State Department was blindsided by the announcement.
Now, this is something that he's had on his mind for quite some time, so it was not a surprise in any way.
Bill Richardson, the former ambassador to the UN during the Bill Clinton administration, highlighted his reasons for caution.
Well, one, that he won't be prepared. Two, that we don't have a strategy, that we don't have a sound messaging of our foreign policy leadership, that the State Department and Defense Department sometimes speak in different messages. So there has to be a coherent team that prepares the president for this summit that is only 2 months away.
North Korea's neighbors welcome Trump's decision to meet with Kim. The International Committee of the Red Cross said humanitarian aid from a convoy of 13 trucks was delivered Friday to the Syrian town of Douma, northeast of Damascus, during a pause in the fighting. The ICRC said food and supplies for 12,000 people were delivered. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein called for the UN General Assembly to refer alleged atrocities committed against the Rohingya minority in Myanmar to be sent to the International Criminal Court for prosecution. He also called for inspections.
They have not allowed us access for a long time. And if they believe there are no grounds for us taking this position, then invite us in.
This is VOA News. Well, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights also on Friday called for the UN Human Rights Council to take action against the president of the Philippines for slanderous attacks against two UN special rapporteurs. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Zayed Raad al-Hussein said the UN Human Rights Council must take a strong position against what he termed the outrageous attacks targeting the human rights experts.
And this is absolutely disgraceful that the president of a country could speak in this way, using the foulest of language, against a rapporteur that's highly respected. And really, it makes one believe that the president of the Philippines needs to submit himself to some sort of psychiatric evaluation.
Duterte has lashed out at Calamar for raising concerns over the thousands of suspects killed in Duterte's so-called war on drugs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Philippine Foreign Minister Alan Peter Cayetano responded to Zayed's remarks by calling them an unmeasured outburst. Kenya's president and opposition leader said they met for talks on Friday, months after the presidential election sparked turmoil as the opposition charged there was electoral fraud. President Uhuru Kenyatta and former Prime Minister Raila Odinga launched a new initiative to unify the country as their rival parties largely divide the country along tribal lines, raising fears of ethnic violence. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
This is a very positive step in our view, and while we know addressing Kenya's ethnic and political divisions will take some time and effort, today both of these men showed great leadership.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Doug Bernard reports that a pre-dawn Taliban attack in northeastern Afghanistan has killed at least 17 government security forces and wounded many more.
The fighting erupted in the mountainous Khwajagar district of Takhar province, where insurgents assaulted an Afghan army base. The district chief told VOA that insurgents from the Taliban's so-called Red Army Commando Unit staged the surprise attack on the base and surrounding security posts. He said Afghan soldiers and police personnel were among the dead. A Taliban spokesman claimed its fighters have overrun the base and surrounding 12 security posts, killing nearly 30 Afghan forces. Insurgent battlefield gains and casualty tolls, however, are often inflated. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
British police said around 21 people have had medical treatment after a nerve agent attack on an ex-Russian spy. Sergei Skripal and his daughter remain critically ill and in the hospital. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.